All right, so this is a channel update. They always shut my websites down with some kind of glitch. The DNS provider, Google, and the internet provider and all that. So what it comes down to is I'm gonna have to put these audios on a disk, because my server's there, but I can't even access it from the web. I can access it from my phone at home, but my server is there, but nobody can access it. And they did this to me last year, and I figured out the glitch, but there's a new glitch. They're always changing things, you know, to mess you up. Unless you're a server engineer and up to date on all the changes, and you're doing that 8 hours a day, it's hard to maintain it. Somebody just made a donation. So anybody who donates above $50 or whatever it is, because I got to put it on a hard drive, and the audio, I can go get a thumb drive, but then I got to download it to a hard drive, and then I got to ship it out. So if you do donate, I'll ship out the hard drive. And I don't want to do this as a business. I want to do it as a donation, because if you do it as a business, then you get taxed on it. This is just donation. And it's going to happen. Let's say you donate today. Give me a few weeks, because I got like 10 irons in the fire. And if I'll email you, and you'll have my email, and you can remind me. But what I'm going to do is put all these audios on a disc to send out to people. I don't really care if you upload them. I don't care if you use them and write ebooks. It's really, I'm just trying to get the message out, you know, that this thing is a birthing program. Mother Earth is a birthing program to move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. Now, it's a process, and part of the process is God lets you come to the end of yourself in the energy of the flesh. He allows you to come to the end of yourself till you cry out to Him, right? And that's true for everybody who gets saved. But even after you get saved, there's still programs from the old Adam that you still try to function in. You still try to function in the old Adam programs until you die and cry out to God and say, Lord, what am I doing wrong? Because most people try to keep the law and keep rules and say, then you fall, once you get saved, you fall into pride that you'll never sin again, you know. And then when you do, you beat yourself up. You're mad at yourself, but it's not even about that. See, I've revealed it all on the audio messages. Now, you're going to be able to get them on Spreaker for free, but not all of them are there. And Spreaker actually costs money, you know, every month. If I was to upgrade, I could get more space. I might end up doing that with my website. The 153NC, I'm trying to get it going again, but my time is limited, you know. You got bills to pay, you got stuff you got to take care of, you got clothes to wash, you got remodels, you got two jobs. I mean, it's just hard to do it all. Long story short, this is the channel update, and I'm going to try to link the 153NC.com to Spreaker if I can't get the website going. And then it might take me 6 months to figure out what they did to pull it back up. But the server works fine. The server is secure. But it's just not sending a message back to the DNS provider. There's a disconnect. There's an IP6 disconnect. If anybody knows, the IP4 is fine. But the IP6 is not sending a message back to the DNS. Now, part of the problem might be it takes 48 hours for it to show up, you know. I don't have 48 hours to sit there on the computer and test it, because I'm doing, and by the time I need to just write stuff down and see what I remember what I just did, and it's a process. But Why is my other website fine? Because it's on the cloud, but the 153, I'm running my own server and they don't like it. The internet service provider has blocked me. Evidently, I was getting too much traffic. I was getting a lot of traffic, you know, on that site. And it's free audio. It's free messages. It's all free. But what you don't really want, if you can get a hold of, this is about spreading this knowledge. If you can get a hold to the of the fact that every moment of every day is the flesh versus the spirit, and every page of the Bible is the flesh versus spirit, doesn't matter if it's Genesis, Revelation, Ephesians, Galatians, the Bible is telling you on every page, and it's happening in all your life, every moment of your life, flesh versus spirit, every conversation, every when you're in the bed getting ready to get up and go to work. I don't feel like going to work. The flesh don't want to go to work. And so everything in your life is the flesh versus the spirit, and it's on every page of the Bible. And so what that means is the energy of the flesh is the strength of man, man worshiping himself. And so even if you beat yourself up because you messed up, that's you worshiping yourself. That's why Jesus went to the cross. It's finished. That's why you're not under guilt, shame, condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So my point is, it's the same battle. The energy and the pride of the flesh versus the peace and the love of the spirit and the contentment and the it is finished. It's finished. Everything is finished. Let's say you're looking for a job. It's finished. God's going to give you a job. It's finished. It's all finished. Whatever you need, it's finished. All the solutions are there. Before the problem appeared, the solution was already there. So even with this problem with my 153nc.com, the problem is there. The solution's already there. I just don't know what it is. They keep hacking my system, you know? So I'm just giving you a channel update. I'm not going away. I might not upload as much, but I'm going to be putting everything on disk, thumb drive, so people can donate and get a copy. Because when I pass off the scene, it'd be nice to have, you know, at least 10, 20 people that have these messages they can upload when I'm gone. Because when you're gone, after you're dead and gone, they'll say, oh, how did he see that? How did he see that? He was ahead of his time. Well, why not say it now? Because most of the stuff I tell you, the preacher's not going to tell you. And the New Age people ain't going to tell you. You know they're not going to tell you. They're going to tell you it's all about you. No, it's a spiritual farming experience. The reflection, reap what you sow, is spiritual farming. What you put out comes back. The Bible says you reap what you sow, so you better sow what you want to reap. Somebody made a comment about that. And that's what it's about. You want to sow what you want to reap. You don't want to sow bad, you want to sow good. And if you sow good, you reap the good. But it's not the good that's you, it's the good that Jesus already did and is working through you. Do you understand? There's no pride in that.